Well, they'll learn about intellectual property, the different types of intellectual property, how to search for some of these intellectual properties, such as patents and trademarks, and how these might apply to their small business or their entrepreneurial idea or their invention.
What is the definition of intellectual property? It covers a lot of territory.
Well, here's a simple definition to make it easy for everyone to understand. I consider it a name for the protection of works which inventors, authors, musicians, and others create with their mind, such as patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
So this pretty much covers the spectrum of original ideas.
Correct. And everything from the expression of ideas, such as that are applied to a copyright, to the branding and the concepts of business names or logos and the patents for the ideas for inventions and things of that nature.
This event is also serving as the grand opening of Steele Library as a designated patent and trademark resource center. What does that mean?
Well, the Patent and Trademark Resource Center program is a division of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Alexandria, Virginia. And the Patent and Trademark Resource Centers are 84 libraries throughout the United States that are trained and they have resources to represent the Patent Office so that people in the field, such as inventors, entrepreneurs, and small businesses, can go there to learn about intellectual property and to do a search for patents or trademarks to make certain that their invention or their business name are indeed unique.
What does that say about Steele Library and NKU in terms of being a national trust, one of 84 registered offices in the United States? That's really impressive.
Well, it has a lot to do with the partnerships that we have developed within the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky region. These are like-minded organizations and businesses that we partner with to help the small business entrepreneurs and inventors.
Who will have access to the services of the new center?
This is for both the campus constituents as well as the community constituents. So students to people in the public, such as the inventors and entrepreneurs.
Who can attend the event and what's the cost?
Well, the cost is free, as many of our programs that we provide in our Intellectual Property Awareness Center at Steele Library, those are free, and it's both for the campus as well as the greater community.
You can find out how to get more information about the new Patent and Trademark Resource Center in Steele Library at NKU or register for the event on our website at WNKU.org under local news. John Schlipp, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matt.